Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role with the show.
Mason Reeves, and I play Burger in Hair.
Yes, Hair coming to the amazing Signature Theater there in Shirlington, Virginia. It opened April 16th, but it's going to run now through July 7th. So everybody get your tickets. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so in case you and I know what it's about, but in case people somehow missed the musical and the film and all the versions over the years, remind them the basic, I don't know, setup, the basic premise of the story, if you will.
Yeah, so the basic premise of the story is, well, it was written in 1967, and it's about the counterculture that's happening at that movement or that at that moment. Everybody's probably heard about the Summer of Love, which was a time that everybody went to San Francisco and they were all, out on the streets and loving on each other, and it was all about free love and peace. And this is not set in San Francisco, but it's of a similar idea. It's about a group of people that are saying, "Man, I'm tired of all of this war, all of this, all the draft, all of this like new technology that we're having, and all of this societal control that and pressure that we're feeling. And so we're gonna go and live and do our own thing and be peaceful and be loving and protest and fight against what the world is coming to." And so it's about a group of people like that. And then it kind of centers on one member of the tribe, Claude, who just got drafted. And so it's about his journey dealing with, family pressure to go to war, dealing with societal pressure to go to war, while being a part of this group that is so fiercely anti-war and so trying to make a better world for everybody. And so it sort of follows that conflict that a lot of people dealt with at the time.
Oh, absolutely. And remind us who you play. Like, where does your character fit in the story?
Yeah, so Burger fits in. Burger's kind of like a sort of talisman, kind of like a sort of leader of the group of people. He sort of brings a lot of people together. He is very energetic, very joyous, and very, anti anything that is going to keep him from being as free as possible at any time. And so a lot of people really gravitate towards him in the group, and that's sort of the unifying, he's sort of the unifying factor. He brings everyone into this amazing, joyous, loving space while still being, he's still 18, he's in high school. So while still being a very flawed human being, he is trying to live to these higher ideals and avoid what the world is putting on him. But it's a lot of weight. The world is especially at the time, but even now, and that's sort of the point that we're making with this production, is the world is heavy, and there's a lot of stuff that is so out of your control that makes your life very difficult. And so Burger is a perfect example of that, and a lot of the people in the group resonate with that idea.
Very well said. And yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that the prior versions that we referenced earlier, the original musical, I guess it started off Broadway in 1967, but it hit Broadway in 68, which is so near exactly what that time period you're talking about. The counterculture, everything was just booming. The Summer of Love, all that stuff, late 60s, baby. But then the film version was Milos Forman. It was right after, he'd actually, I'd say kind of halfway between him winning Best Picture for Cuckoo's Nest and winning Best Picture for Amadeus, kind of right between there. Did you when did when did you discover either version? Did you see the movie first growing up, or did you see it on stage, or what was your experience with it?
So I saw it on stage first at a theater. I'm from Arizona, so I saw it on stage first at a theater there. And I was in high school. I didn't quite understand what it was about. To me, when I first saw it, I thought it was just kind of like a bunch of people partying, having a good time. And I didn't quite get all of the intense themes that are in it, of anti-war and of free love and and of all that. But I actually haven't seen the movie because the movie is very different from the musical. And so we've had a lot of people come and see the musical too that have been like, "Oh, this is so different from the movie." And the movie, they add more of like a central plot to it, whereas the musical is a lot more like you're on a trip. It's a lot more, we bounce from thing to thing, and it's you sort of follow an emotional through line. But the movie is very clear about what's happening in the way that the musical is not necessarily handing you the plot. It's
So
really
the
interesting.
musical is more free flowing, almost like a stream of consciousness, like you've just dropped acid or something. Whereas the movie, I'm sure they came in and tried to add like a plot structure and all that stuff.
Yeah, in the movie Claude, the central character, it's about he's not a part of the tribe already. He comes to, I think the movie's set in San Francisco, but I'm not sure. But he comes and joins the tribe, and he falls in love with somebody in the tribe. And so Burger, but Claude's about to go to war. So in the show, Burger goes to the pretends to be Claude and goes to the draft. Sort of the what's it called? The what do we call it? We call it the abduction center, but the essentially admittance center for
For Vietnam.
drafty, for Vietnam. And Berger ends up getting taken to Vietnam in Claude's place and then dies there. And that's a totally different thing that happened.
And Berger,
But
your character, I think, ends up here at Arlington National Cemetery at the end. Like, I think that's where he's buried in. So there's a local connection, I guess. But actually, I think the movie might have been New York, not San Francisco. I'm
oh,
trying to. But anyway, it was John, Claude was John Savage, the guy from The Deer Hunter, and your role was Treat Williams, who just passed away, actually. But you're saying the signature theater version is more akin to the musical, the free-flowing version.
definitely very free flowing, and I think it's a ton of fun. I mean, if you think about coming and seeing something where like I think at first audiences are a little, some people that expect the movie or expect whatever get a little confused because they're like, oh, what's happening? What's happening? And then it's fun watching them slowly just drop into what this style of storytelling is. And you know, it's really emotional. And what the piece is trying to do is say, here's how you care about these issues. Look at all these passionate people. Look at the way we're telling this story. Don't you care about this thing happening? Because at the time, that's what the counterculture was really dealing with. People looking at a society in a world where people weren't solving the issues that they saw so clearly and say, can you please care about this? You know, and that's, I think, what the musical is really trying to do.
Absolutely. And speaking of those issues you mentioned, what issues do you think they were, in addition to Vietnam? I mean, back then it was, civil rights movement, all kinds of, women's liberation, LGBT stuff was starting to take, like back then that was like all the issues in the 60s is when a lot of the counter all this stuff we were starting to question all this stuff in a progressive way. So do you, what issues would you do, are there like current issues today that you think the show tackles that I don't know, what issues is it grappling with now? I'm trying to get like a modern day how it's still relevant kind of quote,
I mean, the thing, what's interesting is that we didn't have to change anything for it to still be relevant, which is quite sad, that it's, we're
Still dealing with
basically
all that same stuff.
still dealing with all the same stuff. And so this show has a lot about African American rights as well. And you know, at the time it was very different. They were dealing with, you know, segregation and more overt racism, but now we're dealing with the same, still dealing with the police brutality that they were dealing with at that time. And so that's a part of the show. That's definitely something that is still very, very relevant. And we're still dealing with definitely LGBT things and being able to be prideful and being able to represent yourself however you want. You know, the idea that you don't have to be constrained by labels or by people needing to be in control of how you represent yourself or who you are. And so that's a really big one. There's a lot of, you know, everybody's kissing everybody, everybody's loving on everyone. And, you know, and it's really interesting watching audiences that maybe aren't comfortable with that or it's just something that they don't see around them every day have to grapple with. Like, that's, you know, that's normal. That's okay. These people can just love on each other and it doesn't affect me. And it's actually just a really beautiful thing. And what else is really relevant to today? I mean, obviously there are the student protests happening right now about Gaza. And so those are also similar. This idea that young people are the ones that are speaking the loudest and fighting the hardest to stop these things that we all know are not beautiful. Like, you know, we people dying in any sort of situation is tough to see. And it, well, not even, it's horrible to see, and tough to see is too light of a way to put it. And the idea that these young people have the courage to stand up and do something, try to do something about it, is very central to the show. And so, you know, and anti-war and anti-violence, that doesn't seem to be going anywhere, sadly. So we got racism still around, anti-war and anti-violence, LGBT pride and being able to express yourself however you want. And also, one of my favorite songs in the show is called Electric Blues, and that's about the onset of technology in the 1960s and how that is affecting all of their lives, and how television and just screens and being sort of mind-numbed and being brainwashed by society was
By
really starting to
our
affect.
devices.
Yes, by our devices, and it's oh, that's only gotten even more prevalent, you know, in our time. And so it's also dealing with that. You know, these people are just living on the land, living out of society, and freeing themselves from all of the sort of anything, and all of the sort of input that the world is always cramming down their throats and saying this is the way that things need to be. And so I don't think that seems to be getting even more relevant. So
Oh
it's
yeah, with
all of
media and AI and Well, hey,
yeah, it's
you mentioned Electric Blues. Let's do a deep dive into some of the songs because it is a musical after all, very famous one. So Electric Blues, I guess, kicks off Act Two, I think. But name some of the other huge ones. There's some songs in here that people have heard on, they'll still hear it on the radio. So classic rock or something. You know what I mean? Like, but name some of the big ones.
So we got Aquarius, of course. You know, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Everybody loves that one, and it's really fun. That's the show, and seeing audience members sing along with that one is really exciting. We've got I Got Life, which is you know, I got my hair, I got my hands. It's like that's the big joyous thing about saying I don't I the things that I do have are the things that are really present in my body. So I Got Life is one that people really love. Of course, Let the Sunshine In and Flesh Failures. That's another one that people really love to sing along with.
Well, because
And
wasn't that a two-parter? Aquarius and Let the Sunshine was like a combo song by the Fifth Dimension. It won like Record of the Year. Like it was a huge song on the radio, but I believe it started in hair.
yes, absolutely. And it's really funny seeing how many people they there have been a lot of people that I've talked to that have been like, oh, when I was a child, my parents would play this record around my house all the time. And it's just so funny what the show is talking about and what it is like, you know, that these families were just listening to it like around the house. And it's really it's very protest driven media. It's really interesting. Be like, oh, that's awesome that sort of sort of into the life of you know, and you probably learned a lot by listening to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Or nowadays kids are probably like, "Hey, that was the song at the end of the 40-Year-Old Virgin."
Yeah, and I just saw that for the first time this weekend. I didn't
Really?
know.
All right.
Yes, well, my friend was like, oh yeah, that's at the end of 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Isn't
It
it
is definitely.
crazy? This is a huge tangent. Isn't it crazy how many careers were launched by that movie? You go down up and down the cast, you're like, oh my God, there's Jonah Hill, there's Kevin Hart, there's Paul Rudd, there's Seth Rogen, there's Steve Carell. It's ridiculous.
It's
Yep.
crazy. It's
But anyway, all right, back to hair. So we mentioned the big musical songs. I guess the only other final component, talk about the visuals, like I guess I'm sure there's a lot of psychedelic sort of tie-dye, like, yeah. Well, I can't use the sound bite if I say it. So yeah, paint a picture for the radio with your words of like what we're gonna see, costumes and set and like the visuals.
yeah, absolutely. Okay, paint a picture with my words. I love it. You better hit me up. I love that. You know, and so I would say the visuals that you're about to get are exactly what you would picture. Like if you think you're thinking summer of love, you're thinking hippies, you're thinking peace, love, that's what you're getting. This ensemble of people are in amazing costumes that are vibrant. They're very of the period. So, you know, it really feels like all the costumes are things that people would be wearing in the 60s. And then you're greeted at first when you come into the space with this big screen that's projecting just sort of American propaganda about, you know, the Vietnam War and about being a man and going off and fighting. It's very gray and dark. And then all of a sudden, the set opens up into this beautiful, vibrant, colorful kind of explosion of material and images. There's drawings of all of us all over the walls. There's different photos of protests. There's different signs about segregation. There's all of these sorts of things, and there's a big central circle in the back that is sort of like, it sort of looks like a sun, and they can project different images onto it. And then they have different lights that emanate from it. And all of these things change throughout the show depending on what's happening. And so I really wish I could see it because I can't watch it from the outside. I can only be on stage and turn around and be like, wow, that's what's happening behind me. But it's definitely a spectacle for the eyes, and it adds a lot because it really, talk about tripping. It really makes you feel like what's happening. I'm on this roller coaster with this group of people going through all of these situations and all of these feelings, and it just feels like a big explosion of color and a big party all at once. And so I would probably say, buckle in. It's very exciting to look at. You are not going to want to miss that at all.
Awesome. You painted a picture like I asked. Well done. I guess like final seconds, pretend I'm not here and just speak directly to the listeners, like it, driving in their cars, listening to WTOB, speak and say, invite them on out. Say, come on out. You're going to, because signature, I can't talk. Come on out. Tuesday, I should work in radio. Come on out to Signature Theater and have a good time. Something like that.
Hey everyone, come on out to Signature Theater in Arlington, Virginia to see Hair for an absolute explosion of color, explosion of joy, explosion of beauty, and witness what happened in the 1960s, the counterculture movement, and see why it's so relevant to what's happening today, and see what it can bring out of your own life and what you can learn from the freedom and peace that these people have in their lives. Please come, enjoy it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Again, it's Hair now through July 7th at Signature Theater. Everybody, get your tickets. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much.